Hello, Noel Davison here, and I want to introduce a great friend of mine. I wrote a letter once and I posted it. I said, "Lord, I need someone to help me, a helper." And before I knew, the Lord said, "Your helper is Ed McKinney in the First United Methodist Church. He's already there." I said, "Wow, it looks good to me. So I'm going to turn my loose to say, after that, I want to read Psalm 91 and then we'll move on.
All right, let me go.
We got
There we
But
go.
I praise the Lord. Several months ago, years ago, I wrote a note and I posted. I said, I need a man to join me up and sing for me. It wasn't long, a few days, somebody said, there's one over First Methodist Church in McKinney. Terry May, he's just the one you need. Well, he was with me. And he's had some attacks of the devil, but we're coming on. We're coming back. So tonight I'll sing. Terry May is going to sing.
Are you going to read Psalm 91?
Oh, yes, I was just thinking.
I know you were.
I'm going to read Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll pay the mount. Lord is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Now, folks, I've been reading Psalm 91 for years, and I've recommended it. Everybody read Psalm 91. And when you read it, it tells you what it does for you. And that's a good reason to read it. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, 10,000 thy right hand. It shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord in my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Now let me tell you, we just read that the word is a shield and buckler. And so what I'm reading, this is what it does for you. And you need to read it and believe what it says about you. Amen. Now, and oh no, there's a man. Oh, he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. You know the angel's going to keep you on the right track.
Amen.
You're not going to get off. Why? Because I'm praying this 91 Psalm, and it's acting. Boy, it's going to keep you straight. And it keep me straight. Keep all of us straight. It keeps us in what? In all thy ways. Now, they shall bear thee up in their hands. Now, you're going to have people, have angels pick you up and move you up in your hand. That's how nice that foot against the stone. They're going to grab you before you go down. You know, I'll tell you more sometime. Thou shalt tread upon the large ladder, young lion and dragon shall not trample under feet, but just set his love upon me. Careful not to deliver him, I'll set him on high. He'll know my name. Call upon me, I'll answer him. I shall be with him in trouble. Deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? And then I remind the Lord, it's time to show me your salvation. And you can do the same thing. Amen. So, folks, we're growing up, we're maturing. In the Lord, in the Spirit, we're going to need it. The world is crazy. It's full of the devil. The world's full of all kinds of the devils, all kinds of things that want to hurt somebody. But the Lord, Psalm 91, is going to protect, going, pardon me, going to protect it. Amen. Amen. So, what a blessing that will be. I say today, though yesterday, Lord, show me your salvation. Lord, show me your salvation. Well, you say you will, and long life, but I satisfy me, God satisfy me, and then show him my salvation. And I want to see it. Amen. And you should want to see it. Amen. So now what we're going to sing.
Sure. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Carry by.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey, in the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey in the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey in the honeycomb. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For to be desired are they that good, yea, much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey in the honeycomb. Sweeter also than the honey in the honey.
Sing praises. I will let thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter your courts with praise, and I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. Oh, you have made me glad. You have made me glad. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. You have made me glad. You have made me glad. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. I will enter your gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter your courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. Oh, you have made me glad. You have made me glad. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. 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 I will rejoice for you have made me glad. Thanksgiving in my heart, I will enter your courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. Oh, you have made me glad. You have made me glad. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. You have made me glad. You have made me glad. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. Oh, you have made me glad. You have made me glad. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. You have made me glad. You have made me glad. I will rejoice for you have made me glad. And I will make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord.
Thank you.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. Father, I praise you. Lord, by your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the power of God is everywhere. It's on the people, but on all of us, and with us all. We know, Lord, as you said, sell and give to the poor. Well, we're in the process. And what we do? What are we doing? Praying. That's what I'm doing. I'm praying what you said. So, praise God. Amen. Thank God. I pray for all the people here and there listening to the broadcast. Amen. That the power of God will be on all. Amen. The anointings will be on all, and that then will be to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Clean it up. We're expecting to do what the will of God says do in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I praise you. Bless you. Pray by your name. Just name amen. We will talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank God.